confidence doesn't come easy to all of us, and some certain people struggle very, very hard with having and keeping up their self-confidence. This is not a beautiful thing to experience at all. I've been there, and I have tips that have helped me with my self-confidence. I'll be sharing those tips with you today on this video. My name is Fawn Peter, and on this channel, I help you with tips and lessons that I have used to make my life better and happier in the hopes that you could use them too. Here's a fact. Being beautiful sometimes isn't really all about your face or what you look like, how you are physically. It's about the confidence in which you carry yourself and you speak and you portray yourself out there. So self-confidence is a very important part of life, even in business, relationships, career, because to live a better, happier, peaceful, and a much more enjoyable life, it would be much better if you had your self-confidence on par. So today we're going to be looking at tips that can help you boost your self-confidence and maintain your self-confidence if you have problems with it. And even if you don't have problems with your self-confidence, these tips could also help you. Number one, know yourself. SWOT. I'm talking about SWOT analysis here. By SWOT, I mean your strength, your weaknesses, your opportunities, and your threat. Now know this. There is always confidence when you are in a territory that you know and you understand, no matter how bad that territory is. Even if your confidence is in the fact that you know that that territory is bad and that territory will do you bad, at least you're confident and you know what you are doing. You're confident off the turf. It's important to know yourself, know your strength, know your weaknesses, know the opportunities you could possibly have, and know the things that threaten you, know the possible threats you could have from yourself and from outside, from within and from without. It's important to know yourself. The moment you know yourself, nobody can, you know, put your fault or your flaws in your face and try to intimidate you or make you feel bad about them. You walk into a situation or an environment, you know what you're capable of, you know your strengths, you know your weaknesses, you know your threats. So you position yourself properly to be able to be your best, to feel your best, to look your best, to act your best, and to deliver your best. And once you do that, it's like a rippling effect. It bounces back on your confidence. But the moment you don't know yourself, you enter environments, situations, and you just position yourself anywhere, and you know, once you do that, you leave yourself open to be able to face threats that you cannot handle, threats you don't know about, threats that are not tailored to you and your personality to handle. You leave yourself in a position where you look lesser than you could actually look. So it's important to know yourself, know what you can do and who you are. For instance, I know what I look like, I know my flaws, I know I don't have certain things that some people may want me to have, so nobody can throw those flaws or faults at me and try to ridicule me. At that point, it's just a joke, because I already know what I'm capable of. I know where I fall short. And if you come across people who want to use your flaws or faults to come at you, you can easily and very happily just avoid them, knowing that I know these are my flaws, but I don't need you to put them in my face or to make me feel bad about them. So you know what, I'm just gonna move the other way. You don't get angry or, you know, bitter about so many things. So it's important to know yourself, guys. Carry out a SWOT analysis on yourself, and the moment you know what you're stronger, what your weaknesses are, the opportunities you have, and the threat you know, it's easier to maneuver and to navigate life, knowing what you're going to do, where you should be, how you should be, knowing the best thing you can offer and trying to get yourself to offer that best thing, look that best thing, be that best thing, and so many other things. But if you don't even know yourself, you just coast from situation to situation to environment, just hoping for the best. And you may get the best, but it's never enough to just sit and hope for the best. You can take it in your hands and make sure you get the best for yourself. Number two, have a relationship with your SWOT. It's not just enough to know yourself, to just know what your strengths and your weaknesses are. It's important to have a relationship with your analysis, especially your shortcomings, your flaws, your faults. Especially them. What I mean by have a relationship with your flaws and your faults and generally your SWOT analysis is that you need to know them and then come to understand how you're going to navigate them. With my strength, I'm going to do this. With my weaknesses, I'm going to do this. With my opportunities, I'm going to do this. And with my threat, I'm going to do this. The moment you have that relationship and you have agreed on what to do with them and how to address and tackle these areas of your life, it's easier to navigate. I learned a while ago that it's better to focus on building your strength and making them even stronger and becoming a force in those areas than to focus all your time and energy trying to bring up your weaknesses from maybe a 10 to a 50 or a 10 to a 30. Now, this does not mean you shouldn't work on your weaknesses. Definitely work on your weaknesses, make them better, make yourself a better person, but make sure to spend enough time on your strengths to make them better, because it balances it out. And your strengths are the things that you have that you can portray to people that give you an edge, so do not falter on them. But for your flaws and your weaknesses, have a relationship that says, I know I have this flaw, I know I have this weakness, but do I hate myself? Do I lack confidence because of it? No, I don't lack confidence. I know I'm just as good as any other person out there who is probably even better, 10 times better in these, because my life is not defined by my weaknesses, my life is not defined by my flaws. And I know that I have these strengths, I have these opportunities and so much more. So why should my faults bring me down? So you know what? These are my faults, my flaws, my weaknesses. I'm going to work on them. I'm going to make them better. For certain things, these are things I can live with that don't hamper my life, so I can accept them, or I may not be able to accept them. These ones I have to work on them, I have to get better at this. Just have a relationship with them. Know what you're going to do, how to navigate those flaws, how to navigate those strengths. Know how to use your opportunities and in how to avert or maybe even manipulate your threats to be of positive effect and to be at an advantage to you. Have a relationship with these things. It's not just enough to know them. Oh, I know my strengths, I know my weaknesses, and then you do nothing about them. You don't use them well, you don't understand them. After you know them, you have to have a relationship and understanding with them and a method on how to use them and navigate life properly and best. Number three, self-love regardless. Love yourself. Life is too short to hate yourself. And the value you have as a person and a human being does not rest on your weaknesses and your flaws. Everyone has weaknesses. The best people in the world have a point of weakness where they are not good. And you know why they are more efficient than you are? Because they know those weaknesses. They recognize them and they love themselves regardless. And then they manipulate their weaknesses to not have very serious negative effects for them, and they build on their strength. But regardless of all of that, no matter how short they fall, no matter how bad they do, these people love themselves. Have you met people that may not necessarily be the prettiest people, may not be doing the best things, but just radiate in self-love? Sometimes you can't understand it. It's like, why? Like, how do you even get here? But it's important to understand that you have to love yourself regardless of where you fall short, regardless of your flaws. Your flaws do not define you. That is not the thing that defines you. Or don't let it be the thing that defines you, because so many people tend to let their weaknesses and their flaws and, you know, the things they're not good at define who they are, and it brings them down and it makes them feel horrible about themselves, and then they're unable to function. So your weaknesses have eventually defined you. But when you look at these weaknesses and decide to focus on other things to make you happy and better yourself, to be less weak, to have lesser flaws, you begin to grow and you grow and you grow and you love yourself even more. So it's important to remember and to realize that your flaws do not make you. So you have to find a way, find peace with yourself, make peace with your flaws, and love yourself regardless. I used to hate so many things about myself. I used to wish I wasn't the way I was. I used to wonder why I wanted certain things, wonder why I felt certain ways, wonder why I did certain things. But I got to a point where I sat down and I had a talk with myself, and I realized that these things that made me hate myself were actually the most beautiful parts of me. They were the things that made me unique, made me stand out. They were the same reasons the people who love me love me, and I had to accept them. And then I did see some flaws that were actually wrong, and I told myself, you know what, I'm human, I'm going to love myself so hard regardless of these things. And in that love, in that self-love, when I felt all of that, I decided to get even better, because I knew if I was better and I didn't have these flaws anymore, I would be even happier with myself and love myself more. So it's important to love yourself regardless of your flaws, regardless of your shortcomings, regardless of your mistakes, regardless of whatever has happened in your life in the past, presently, what you may do, who, anything about you that brings you down, that you consider a weakness, a failure, or a fault, does not define you. Love yourself regardless. Everyone has a failure, but if you let your failure rule you, then you truly become a failure. Like they say, having failures or failing at some particular point in time doesn't make you a failure, but when you make that lead and rule and become everything about you, and when you make it keep happening often, then you really become a failure. So love yourself regardless. Learn from these weaknesses, failures, and flaws and get better. But in the midst of all of that, love you, because nobody will love you if you don't love yourself. Number four, take care of yourself. Very important. Personal development. Be fit. Look good. Take care of yourself. Keep yourself well. Go out. Take care of your mental health. Take care of your hygiene. Smell nice. Dress nice. Look nice. Feel nice. Be fit. Be healthy. Take care of yourself. Read a book. Go for a seminar. Listen to a podcast. Talk to people. Have conversations that inspire you. Have conversations that make you feel good. Add value to another person's life. That goes a long way. Be a source of joy to people. Make your environment, make yourself better. Take care of yourself better. If you're here, keep bringing yourself up and up and up. And when you keep doing these things, there's a certain love that radiates around you. There's a certain happiness, peace, joy, and it all comes from fulfillment of the duties you have done to yourself, of the good you have done to yourself, of the part you've done to make yourself feel good, look good, be good, and all of that. It goes a long way. I cannot emphasize this. Taking care of yourself as well as personal development goes a long way. The moment you start, you know, impacting other people's lives and seeing a smile on someone's face that you put there, and you start working out and keeping fit, and your body looks better, feels better, you eat proper, you know, you get clothes, you dress up, you look in the mirror, I feel good, you'll feel nice, you're clean, you know, you step out, there's a confidence around you. There's a confidence that just consumes you, and the moment you step out, you feel so good. There's a hop to your step, you feel beautiful, and you speak with beauty. You have something in your brain, so when you open your mouth and you speak to people, people are impressed, people want to talk to you, people respect you. It's like a circle. It comes round and round and back, and it revolves around you, and it makes you feel better and feel amazing, and it makes you want to do more. So then you keep growing and growing, and that takes you back to personal development and growing. So take care of yourself. Number five, be productive. The wonders this does for you, I cannot put it into words. When you get up and decide on a task, and you get your task done at the right time, or maybe even earlier, maybe before when you're supposed to get it done, you feel good, you feel happy, you feel dependable, you feel responsible, you feel like you can handle life, you can handle tasks, you can handle what you're meant to handle, you feel like you're in the right place, you feel like you're capable, you feel like you're making a difference. All these things, like I said, revolves around you, and it's a circle that comes back to make you feel better and more confident. And you walk into a room with a bounce, you feel good about yourself, you speak, you know, you can give people advice on those things that you do because you know you've done them well. People look up to you, people respect you, and people want to ask you questions on those things. So it's important to learn to be productive in different ways. Whatever ways you can be productive, go at it, grab it, make it happen, and see how it makes you feel. And see if you wouldn't want to multiply that feeling. And when you multiply that feeling, you go on becoming productive and productive, and it just increases you and brings so many good tidings your way. Promotion, growth, better things, goodwill, a network, so many things. And eventually it gets you to a point where you feel good about yourself. Your confidence is inbuilt and also outside around you, because it shows in everything around you. It helps to boost your confidence level. So be productive. These are some of a few tips that I have used. There's a lot of them, but these are some of a few tips that I have used to boost my confidence and make me feel good and happy about myself and my life. And I hope that they're able to help you too. If you have more tips, please, I would love to hear them. Drop them in the comment section below. You can also subscribe to this channel, hit the notification button to be the first to know when a video is up every week. Also, like and share to your family members and friends if you think this is something another person should listen to. Meanwhile, for more similar content from me, you can check out my podcast, The Fix Podcast, up on Google and Apple Podcasts. Listen, and I hope you have a swell time learning something. I'll see you next week.